Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Retirement, and of course, kids. So when you find yourself facing divorce, you need a partner you can count on. Visit CordellCordell.com to schedule your consultation.
If you or anyone you care about is facing divorce, contact Cordell and Cordell today. With over 100,000 clients served, we understand the challenges you're facing on a personal level. Call Cordell and Cordell today at 1-855-GET-LEGAL. That's 1-855-GET-LEGAL. 5005 Rockside, Cleveland.
Fall is almost here, and your home deserves to shine. From crisp mornings to cozy nights, Pella Windows and Doors brings warmth, style, and energy efficiency to every corner of your space. Right now, get 25% off windows and doors, or enjoy no payments, no interest financing for a year. Just in time for sweater weather, turn your fall vision into reality. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at your local Pella showroom. Pella, let the cozy in and the savings begin.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit info kit. 800-329-2121.
Baskin and Phelps. Cool, calm, collected day
here.
You
good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I don't want to hear about the dome today. Just forget about it, man. I don't want to hear. I want to hear about nice things. Maybe they'll go on and win. You know, what's crazy is we sit here on Friday. They go beat Miami on Sunday, and then all of a sudden everybody thinks they're going to the Super Bowl on Monday. I mean, we've done this for 15 years. I've been sitting here and... For years, I did this in radio, and I did radio in Columbus. I did radio in Montana. I know it. Like, you know it, I know it, but yet we still sit here, and I hate the thought that you brought up earlier in the show that we're sitting here talking about whether your coach is still going to be your coach on Monday if they don't win this game. Like, if those are the topics that you're doing about your football team, you're a mess. You're a mess. It shouldn't be a topic. It should be, okay, well, you know, here we are. We're 7 weeks into the season, and we're trying to figure out how to get a win. And, man, can they stay alive in this AFC North race where, you know, all the quarterbacks have flipped And the opportunity is there with a stellar defense to win the AFC North. Like, that's what we should be talking about, but we're not. And you know, and we've had the opportunity to walk down the road before without having to tinker with everything. It's almost like if you just like took the draft picks you were supposed to take, didn't make trades, went with your gut, maybe, you know, signed some free agents that you really thought you needed help with. It's almost like if we were a normal team, we wouldn't have any problems. But we're not. We're a team that thought it was a good idea to have four quarterbacks coming in. We're a team that thought, you know what, let's draft two quarterbacks. Let's draft a quarterback who has got tremendous support to want to see people want to see him play. But yet, if you didn't grade him well enough, it doesn't matter that you drafted him in the fifth round. A lot of people think he's way higher than that. A lot of people think he's not very good at all. You can go back and forth on that, but you create this drama and this added pressure. Now people are mad at you and think that Shedeur Sanders should be traded because you're not giving him the opportunity, yet you were the only team in the NFL that gave him an opportunity after everybody passed him at least four times to try to draft him in that situation. You've created your own mess. Everything has been self-fulfilling prophecy on messes around here. How about just do it the right way? Take your draft picks, try to build from the draft, try to make sure you make good draft picks. I mean, there have been good picks all. Stop meddling, stop messing, stop trying to upgrade when you don't really have the means to upgrade or you're not in the right place. You know, it goes back to Baker. It goes back to this. It goes back to all this stuff. It goes back to, you know, Deshaun or people sit here, it goes back to the move. It goes back to Art. It goes back to like what franchise in their right mind would have ever fired Paul Brown or let Jim Brown go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you want to go old school on some of this stuff? Man, we have made some bad decisions around here.
It's almost like this franchise has spent the last 25 years attempting to find the cheat code that gets them to the end, instead of realizing that they actually need to just follow the journey and go through everything that's involved in that, you know, instead of realizing that you need to kind of maybe not totally bottom out, but you need to find some kind of a rebuild and you need to let that person get settled and you need to join him as they try to climb the mountaintop. But instead, the Browns feel like the team, and I think you'll get this reference. I know a chunk of listeners under the age of 40, you'll get this reference. It's almost like the Browns, every single time they get the controller in their hand, immediately start going up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start.
No,
like,
I get it.
Like they're perpetually trying on the menu to find the cheat code that could go in and get them unlimited lives and that could go in and get them every single thing that they find along the journey instead of realizing that they need to go through the journey.
I mean, if Randy Lerner would have just made one good hire, we wouldn't be in this. I mean, there's so many little gateways to mistakes. You know, if Randy just would have made, and to me, Randy Lerner is the owner everyone should have ever wanted. All he wanted to do was spend money, fulfill his dad's legacy with this franchise that they loved, and that Randy was like, okay, I'm going to try to do what my dad needed me to do. And he just wanted to spend money and didn't want to be in the spotlight. And he just didn't hire the right guy. That's all there was to it. I mean, that's how simple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker.
Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Well, this franchise could have turned around. Do you think... Maybe if you just leave things in the hands of John Dorsey, everything would be a lot different right now. Would they be different right now?
But even that one, I mean, they looked and they deemed that the Freddie Kitchens hire was, you can't come back from that. I mean, and hiring him as the head coach. I mean,
Dorsey was able to draft guys like he had vision and just...
He made a crummy head coaching pick.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, you can go back to Mangini. Like, Mangini could have done some things here down the road, but everyone's like, oh, we got to make a change. We got to do this. Randy got all excited when he was available, and they hired him right away. He kind of didn't even look at anybody. I mean, how many times did we go, did we go through it where we couldn't find a head coach? Like, if they're going to let Kevin go, and that could be a reality, who knows, do they have a plan? I think we all sit here and go, well, it makes sense. Jim Schwartz would make sense. I mean, he's been a head coach before. Look what the defense has done. Okay, I get it. Does Jim Schwartz even want the gig? I'll be honest with you. You're talking about a tremendous headache.
So that's the interesting point you bring out, the plan. Because it felt like they had a plan. It felt like if we all join Mr. Peabody and Sherman and hop in the Wayback Machine and go back to March, it seemed like they had a plan, right? It seemed like they were like, okay, the rebuild is here. We need to start shedding some of these salaries. We need to turn around and start finding some young talent. We need to rebuild the young core of this team to open up another run of this thing, because I think this was the oldest team in football last year or something like that. So they shed a lot of older guys, and they brought in Kenny Pickett, and they brought in Joe Flacco, and you're like, okay, so this is the plan. You know, you're going to have Kenny Pickett maybe as the starter, Joe Flacco will be starter / backup. Rookie quarterback X will be your third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like they followed it, they followed it, they followed it, they followed it. They even followed it on draft night. Followed it, trading down. I'm fine with them trading down for the Mason Graham pick, because you need a boatload of young talent.
I like Mason Graham a lot. I like him.
But you also need more bites at the apple to get a bigger core of younger players that could all come up at the same time together. That's how Super Bowl teams are typically built. Right? This all makes sense. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if they shredded the plan. I don't know if they changed the plan. I don't know what happened. But then all of a sudden came Shedeur Sanders. And then was he just the best player on their board at that time? I don't know. That's the answer that has always made the most sense to me. But we all know that logic could go out the window very quickly in a lot of aspects of life. And ever since that moment, it's almost like the plan, someone spit their gum out on it and then proceeded to crumble it in a ball and throw it into the trash can. And it's just kind of been the rudderless ship once again, just floating out into the distance, hoping for the best.
All right, we're going to go back to the phone. I'm going to be calm. Okay, I'm going to be calm. We're going back to the phone lines for a second. Let's go. Who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to Rick in Cleveland. Rick's been hanging on longest. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hi, Rick.
Okay, I'm on.
You're on, man.
You're on, man. Welcome to the show.
Let us hear it.
What I'm calling about is the player development. You know, I guess we got Stefanski here, but answer me a question. Once we have a player that goes down behind him, what do we have behind all of these players? Miles Garrett, Ward. What do we have behind it?
It's a top-heavy roster, Rick. It's a top-heavy roster right now. You're 100% right.
So once you take you go ahead and keep Stefanski, now what happens? We go back to the same thing. It's time for a change. Just like when we got rid of the Cavs coach, he got us to a point, okay, let us find somebody that can take us over this hump. We're at this hump where it just it's like a mountain at this point. And it's like, it's frustrating as a fan. I hear you.
No, I hear you. It's Rick, funny that you should bring up the Cavs. You know,
I'll push back on it a tiny bit too, Rick, and give a little explanation due to the fact that when you start paying guys, you have to cut it somewhere because you can't pay everyone because of the salary cap. Trust me, Jimmy Haslam would like to pay everyone, but you can't pay everyone because of the salary cap. And so typically what starts going down is your depth because you're spending a whole lot of money to pay for that top tier.
It'd be interesting if Dan Gilbert on the Browns. We're sitting here, we're kind of going back and forth on Kevin. Like, I still think Kevin's a good coach. I can't.
Well, it would not shock me in the slightest if they fired him and he found his way somewhere else running an offense that was really good. It wouldn't shock me in the slightest. And the problem is everybody's going to get grumpy instead of coming. And I'm not saying you should all think the same way that I do because I'll never tell anybody how to think.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of feels like we've hit that point. It just kind of feels like everybody's looking at each other going, there ain't no good guys. There ain't no bad guys. Yeah. It's just time.
They're always 2-3 plays away from winning a game. I mean, think about this. And this is why I bring up that Cavs comparison. David Blatt got fired.
Yeah.
He got fired after his team went to the NBA Finals and lost. And he was in first place.
Yep.
And they fired him. Just let that settle in.
Yep.
Right? David Blatt was the head coach of the Cavaliers. The team went to the NBA Finals. Whether you want to believe it was LeBron that took him out. And remember, he said it's an honor just to be able to coach LeBron. Okay, all right, that's great. They went all the way to the finals. They were in first place, and he got fired. Why anybody would want to be a head coach? Be a great second guy. It's good to be the vice president.
Oh, I'm here for shadowy figures. You kidding me?
I got to make it quick. Dominic, go ahead, my friend. Dominic, I know you've been waiting for a while.
Hey, I just want to say, like you guys said, we keep finding fault in the players. We want to blame Shadur. We want to blame Dylan. We want to blame Flacco.
I can't blame Shadur for anything. I haven't seen him play.
Right. But what I'm saying is we get mad at Deshaun. We got mad at Baker. It's the management. That's what the issue is. Now we're going to have picks next couple years. Do you guys really have faith that they'll choose the right players? I don't.
I mean, this draft didn't sign well,
says,
man.
The sign says when you drive into the city of Cleveland, no faith since 1999. No faith since 1994.
Andrew Berry, Dominic, is the fact that so far looks like a pretty good draft class. I'll give
it
that.
This one does.
So far.
It's early, though.
Looks like a pretty good draft class.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.